Number six, also on the topic of history. How many locations were called sanctuaries in the history of the Jewish people? Take a look at six. The Torah describes the Mishkan that Moshe made. So that's number one. Even though the Mishkan was moved from place to place, but we consider it one entity because that was its function. Its function was to travel with them. So it existed in the desert. When the Jews entered the land, they built a Mishkan in Gilgal and later moved it to Shiloh. So we're up to three now. When the Mishkan in Shiloh was destroyed during an attack, they built a Mishkan in Nov and later in Givon. We're up to five. From Givon, they moved to the permanent structure in Yerushalayim. We're up to six, which was destroyed by the Babylonians. We built the second one, which was destroyed by the Romans. And the one we're planning this morning to build is going to be number eight.
I don't understand why the counting, it says they built a Mishkan in Gilgal and later moved it to Shiloh, so they're taking the same one.
Yeah, so in some cases they were moving the same one for whatever reason.
But you count
in
it.
Other cases it was destroyed.
So you still count it.
Either way, yeah, because it wasn't like in the desert. It wasn't like in the desert that it was intended to be moved. This was intended as I wouldn't say permanent structure. It was intended to be where it was. The location had impact. Whereas the Mishkan in the desert, really, the location did not have any impact. Maybe Kabbalistically they were doing great things, but in practical Jewish law, we have no interest.
This Mishkan is not the one in the desert.
Right. So they built a new one. The one that Moshe built, they hid, and they built a new one. Which brings us to another interesting point. The Torah, which is meant to be eternal, devotes an enormous amount of real estate, if you will, to the Mishkan that Moshe built. Good few parashios designated to the Mishkan. How long did the Mishkan last? Not more than 40 years. Mm-hmm. Less than 40 years. Because once they entered the land of Israel, it was outdated. They put it away. So for a Mishkan that existed for less than 40 years, you have like five parashios in the Torah. Does that make sense? It's an outdated structure. It's for them. So he knew how, he had to know how to make it. What do I need that information for? Rabbi Avigdor Miller has a beautiful insight. He says, people need to understand that when you build a sanctuary, whether it's a sanctuary or it's a shul, or it's a yeshiva, or it's a Jewish home, you need to understand that what you're building is eternal. In a spiritual sense, that thing exists forever. Its physical amount of time that it encompassed, the amount of time that you accomplished it, could be a 40-year endeavor. But it's something that lives forever. The same way that we know, if you want a quick analogy, right, everybody has a moment where they gave a compliment to somebody else. That was a critical compliment. And that made all the difference in the world. It's a 10-second soundbite in the physical world. But it's of eternal nature. So the same thing here is a 40-year structure, but we need to appreciate that in 40 years, they were dealing with something that they built that's eternal. It's not that the Mishkan was destroyed and then there's a Mishkan in Gilgal. There's a Mishkan. And there's one in Gilgal too. And there's one in Shiloh. And there's one in Nov and there's one in Givon and there's a first base of Mishkan and a second base. These things were built and they made their impact and they continue to have an impact. We're not building the new Beis HaMikdash. We're building the eighth. Yeah.
So the original one is not something that we believe exists and we need to find it with the original tablets or anything.
We believe it exists, but we don't need to find it. We have no obligation to find it.
Because it's depicted in film, you may or may not be aware of it, something that, you know, people look for. So that's just...
So that's an important thing to realize. I once heard that there are people who did a march on the mount. They want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They want to build the third Beis HaMikdash. To us, this is silly. Because anybody who's going to want to do anything, you want to do it because it's a mitzvah. So if you want to do it because it's a mitzvah, so let's find out what the mitzvah is, and then we'll go ahead and do it according to the guidelines of the mitzvah. If you go through the guidelines of the mitzvah, there is no mitzvah anywhere that says march on the mount and get the Arabs angry and have to argue it out in the UN. When Mashiach comes, or when the mitzvah becomes clear that it's the correct thing to do, then we'll go ahead and do it. This is not the type of mitzvah like tefillin that you're supposed to be moser nefesh, you're supposed to figure out ways to do it. This is the kind of mitzvah that at the proper time, you go ahead and do it. And that's why, on the contrary, the Rambam considers that an indication that the person is Mashiach. Because if he's going to be able to lead the people, and he's going to be able to achieve the serenity for the Jews that's depicted in the prophets, and then he goes ahead and builds the Beis HaMikdash, so that order works, and that makes sense. Wow. And if someone who just wants to force it, that's silliness. Yeah, Evan. Okay.